Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a new edition of the Soundcheck podcast. I'm John Schaefer, and in the past month and a half, we've been unable to have live guests in our studio, as we usually do. But today, we have something new and a little different. Joining me via Zoom is the comedian, actor, and accomplished musician, Ed Helms. You just heard Ed playing the banjo in his role of Andy Bernard in the long-running TV series The Office. Well, now Ed has found a way to combine his love of music and of comedy in this new variety show for the pandemic era called The Whiskey Sour Happy Hour. And I am happy to have Ed with us. And it's kind of, Ed, an old-fashioned variety show.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the intent, but there's really nothing very old-fashioned about it at all. It's all internet streaming and people shooting, lots of technology involved, let's put it that way.
Yeah, but the idea of...
Of course, yeah, the spirit of it.
Yeah.
I always loved those old shows, Porter Wagoner or even... Hee-Haw or the Dean Martin Show. I mean, the stuff that mixed real music with real comedy. Yeah, there's a throwback quality to it. There's a sort of joy and love of a spectrum of entertainment that I as a show business, you know, nerd, I just love all that stuff.
But there's also a kind of, hey, let's put on a show. I've got the barn, you get the costumes, you know, that kind of old 30s movies thing going on here.
I like that. I like the way you put that. That definitely the way this thing came about was, what do we do and how do we do it? And to your point about just sort of like, well, we've got an internet. We've all got laptops. A bunch of us have microphones. And my friend and colleague, Amy Reitenauer, who's executive director of the Bluegrass Situation, which we co-founded, she was making the point, well, we've also got this great community and these great relationships and friendships in the music business. And maybe we can just make some magic and raise some money for some good causes while we're at it.
There are two in particular that the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour benefits.
Correct. They are Music Cares, which is a really amazing organization. They basically help out people in the music industry during really tough times. And that's where half of donations go. The other half goes to Direct Relief, which is a really incredible group. They supply personal protective equipment and medical supplies and medicine and all kinds of things at no charge to doctors and nurses and medical practitioners right on the front lines.
Well, and, you know, stepping in with something like the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour as a way to both do something good for the cause and have some fun doing it, you know, that's why not do that? A communal way of helping. But I actually learned something from the first episode, which is that Aubrey Sellers is Leanne Womack's daughter. I did not realize that until I saw the two of them on your first episode of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour.
Well, we aim to educate, John, and I'm so glad that you learned something. I also hope, you know, on that point, I hope a lot of people tune in and see musicians maybe they don't know already. And this is a really fun way for us to kind of, you know, give an additional platform to so many of these artists that we love so much and often aren't kind of getting the mainstream attention that I think they deserve. And so it's that's part of the fun of it also. And my experience making the show was kind of frenetic, like we got to get this done on time and getting all the little pieces put together and all that. And it still is that, and we've got two more shows to go. But when I sat down and watched the show, I was really struck by the intimacy of these performances and how that felt. It really felt like a personal connection and experience with these musicians. And I'm having a blast.
Great. Well, let's give people a chance to hear Aubrey Sellers and Leanne Womack. They chose an appropriate song, Keep on the Sunny Side. Great old American tune about persevering and muddling through as best you can. This is from episode one of Ed Helms's Whiskey Sour Happy Hour.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. If you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten. Keep on the sunny side of life. The storm and its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storms will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
That's Aubrey Sellers and Leanne Womack, and there is a third person in the room with them, Ed Helms, who doesn't get identified in the episode. Do you have any idea who the guitarist was?
I am embarrassed to say I don't know his name, okay. But he plays with Aubrey Sellers a lot, and he is a nasty guitar player.
Well, that tends to be, I mean, you're a musician yourself, so you tend to go for people who have chops, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep on the Sunny Side was the name of the song. It's from episode one of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour. How many of these will there be?
We're doing a limited series of four. That was just sort of, we didn't quite know what we were getting into. Like I said, the whole thing has been a little bit by the seat of our pants. And so we were a little anxious to bite off more than we could chew. And we may have done that anyway with just four episodes. We're starting with four, and we'll just sort of see what happens from there.
Well, now, you mentioned before you co-founded the Bluegrass Situation, which started just as kind of a blog, right? But has now become a real clearinghouse for all kinds of Americana. Is that the music that was closest to your heart growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why exactly. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, in a pretty urban environment. Grew up right in the city of Atlanta, but I did spend summers in North Carolina, and you know, for almost all of my childhood, I was up there for a month or two, and I think something in the Smoky Mountains just got in my blood, and it just the sound of old time music and banjos and fiddles it's just electric to me, and I can't explain it, But yeah, and so the Bluegrass Situation came about. Amy Reitenauer had this great little sort of roots culture blog in LA. And I had started doing these shows at Largo with a lot of emphasis on roots music. And so we just combined efforts and co-founded the Bluegrass Situation. And the slogan now is Roots Culture Redefined. And so it really is, hope, you know, we like to think of it as a very kind of contemporary take on what is a very timeless idiom.
Yeah. Well, you were mentioning before that one of the things you hoped was that people would discover new musicians. That's what variety shows used to be for, is you would stumble upon a comic or a musician you'd never heard of. And in episode two, I learned about Robert Ellis.
He is such a great songwriter.
Did you know all these people?
I know most of them, if not, some are very dear friends, and it's kind of the whole spectrum. Some people I just know tangentially, and some people I am very dear friends with. Robert's one, I don't know him very well, but we've just crossed paths over the years, and I think what really stands out about Robert Ellis's contribution to the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour was his wardrobe selection. He wore this robe that, I mean, first of all, it's kind of a ballsy move just to wear a robe while you're playing music for people. But then the choice of robe, it was gorgeous. It just, I mean, it looked like something you could just snuggle down in and for a long winter's nap. I don't know. I gave him lots of props for that robe.
Yes, you did. You went on a great length about the Technicolor robe.
That's right. If you don't watch the show for the music, just watch it for Robert Ellis's robe, for God's sake.
Well, let's hear his TV song, which, as he introduced it, kind of appropriate for people who are stuck at home with nothing much more to do than to watch TV. This is Robert Ellis from episode two of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour.
I am not a failure, I played the hand that I was dealt. But every now and then I do pretend that I am someone else. It takes no imagination, just a flick of the remote. Then I am on vacation in a life someone else wrote. Maybe I'm a millionaire, I travel all the world. I am handsome and respected, I get all those pretty girls. So calm and mysterious, fighting for the greater good. People who love and adore me from New York to Hollywood. Well, this may not be the healthiest I know, but I'm happiest when I exist through my favorite TV shows. I'm a gun fighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Oh yeah, oh my God, I love watching my TV. Her. She complains the whole day through. And when I get home from working, I just hate to hear her speak. But we do spend time together at least 3 nights a week. We'll watch the one about the family with that great big old house, or the one with the detectives who always find the bad guys out, or the one about the lawyers who make sure that the right guy wins, or the couple that is still in love and needs never to pretend. Well, no matter what is going on at home, I can always get a smile or two when my favorite show comes on. I'm a gun fighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain. captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Used to fall asleep with the TV on at night. Through my roughest days, you put a smile on my young face. You kept me company when no one else had time. I was a gunfighter, I was a born rider, or the captain of some pirate ship at sea. Couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Oh yeah, oh my God, I love watching my TV.
That is Robert Ellis with the TV song, and I'm speaking with Ed Helms, who has put together the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour with all of these musicians, Ed, and comics. And the TV song reminds me, of course, people are watching TV. And early in the lockdown, it seemed like everybody was binge watching The Office again. Mm. I mean, are you able to watch things that you've been in and kind
yeah.
of?
Yeah, I'm an actor. I've got some narcissism baked in there. I love to watch my stuff. Not all of it. Let's be clear. Some of it I watch and I'm like, oh God. But things like The Office, I mean, come on. And I'm just a small part of a large, amazing ensemble. And I love to watch that show. And here's the other thing, you know, we shot for 8-9 years and it takes us a week to shoot one episode, right? So it takes an audience person a half an hour to consume an episode, or 22 minutes. And so my experience of those episodes is so different from fans who come up to me and they'll reference specific things. And it all, to me, in my experience of it, it runs together and it's kind of all this big mashup of fun and joy and laughter and great stories. And so I can't always place the stories in the way the fans can. And I don't know a lot of the episode titles even, because that wasn't something that was relevant to us really in the process. So so people reference, you know, episode titles and stuff. And it's fun now for me to watch, because I get to have that experience, I think, that fans have, and really appreciate so much of the complexity of the show and the sort of narrative nuances and so many of my friends' performances on that show that I just love. I mean, it's great. And we're all on a text chain still. And I just literally had to mute the Office text chain was going off, and I had to mute it right before this episode, right before this recording.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've had Creed Bratton here in the studio.
Legend.
In our real studio. And also BJ Novak, and because he had put out a book of short stories. And I asked him if there had ever been a more musical ensemble in a TV show. And he said, absolutely, the most musical group of people you will ever meet. Mm. And as you watched the show over the years, you would get hints of that. You know, there's... And now I'm going to throw a scene at you, but I think you'll remember this one. There's an office Christmas party where you are playing the sitar.
Yeah.
To what I will say is very mixed effect indeed.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the little old Yuletide carol. Ru-da-da-da-do. Ru-da-da-do-do-do.
Tough room.
Yeah.
Do you play the sitar?
No, I don't play the sitar. But I, you know, I have a lot of experience on fretted instruments, and even though the sitar is not technically a fretted instrument, I don't know.
It is.
But
it's a movable fret.
Right. Yes. Something. So I was able to kind of pick out Joy to the World or Silent Night or whatever that was. But I don't play the sitar.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
But we do get, you know, the character of Andy Bernard is deeply into a cappella music. And that, again, that's something that's true for you in real life, right?
I think Andy had a wholehearted love of a cappella. I have more of an ironic love of a cappella.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
fair.
It was one of the things that I thought made Andy kind of dorky, but also lovable.
Well, your contribution, one of your contributions to the first episode of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour is a version of the old song Ocean of Diamonds, in which you do a little, I mean, you're accompanying yourself on the guitar, but there were three Ed Helms at some point there. So, you know, shades of Andy Bernard with the five a cappella voices.
Yeah. And then the infamous episode where I punched the wall.
Yes.
Well, my ringtone was a four part version of Rockin' Robin that I did on my computer at home, and then that was the audio that we used for that ringtone on the show.
Excuse me. And I'm also sorry that a lot of people here, for some reason, think it's funny to steal someone's personal property and hide it from them. Here's a little news flash. It's not funny. In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny. Ow! That was an overreaction.
So all of those voices were you?
Yeah.
All right. Well done.
Yeah.
I can
rock through the treetops all day long, man.
Well, let's hear your performance of Ocean of Diamonds. This is Ed Helms from the first episode of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour.
Some people drink champagne out under the stars, while others drink wine leaning over a bar. All that I need, dear, to make me feel fine is to know that your love, dear, will forever be mine. I'd give an ocean of diamonds and a world filled with flowers to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly that you love me too. Would change all my dark clouds to the bluest of blue.
Well, I don't drink their shame. I don't drink their wine. And if you refuse me, my poor heart will pine. I'll be so lonely, afraid that I die. As long as I live, dear, you'll still hear me cry. I'd give an ocean of diamonds world filled with flowers to hold you closely for just a few hours. Hear you whisper softly that you love me too. would change all my dark clouds to the bluest of blue. Would change all my dark clouds to the bluest of blue.
Ed Helms with Ocean of Diamonds, played sort of live, Ed, on the first episode of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour. You would have had, of course, to pre-record two of those parts. So how do you do that? Do you have a click? I mean, without giving things away, but...
No, I'm happy to share, you know, that there's... It was always kind of a dream of mine to be able to do that kind of thing quickly and easily, because I also play a lot of instruments. I play guitar and banjo, and it's just really fun to be able to kind of stack up tracks like that. And it turns out, I just learned this myself a couple of weeks ago, there's an app called Acapella, ironically, and it is basically a little turnkey studio that allows you to shoot a video of yourself doing each individual track, and then you can monitor the tracks that you've done as you record the next one. And so it's a pretty remarkable little app. Now, we have people on the show doing similar things, but in a much more sophisticated way. I don't have that sophistication personally. So I've had a lot of fun with this app, and Ocean of Diamonds started as just kind of an experiment. And then I was like, yeah, this sounds pretty good. I'm going to put this on the show. So, but I've been having more fun with it. I tried to get a tune together for the second episode, and the app was not working the way I wanted it to. And so I couldn't get it done, but I'm going to have something else on this third and then again on the fourth episode for sure.
All right. And then, so after four episodes of Whiskey Sour Happy Hour, where do you go? Any plans? Can you make plans at this point?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. I have certainly a lot of work just kind of in the starting gate for in both TV and movie land. And I'm currently writing my TV show that is for Peacock, the NBC Universal streaming service. And that's that started writing a few weeks before the lockdown, and then we just continued. So I'm still very busy with that and then with this. But it's basically, as soon as the lockdown's over, I think we're like leaping out of the gate on a few different projects. But who knows? Maybe the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour will take on another larger role of some kind. It's like I said, it's been a ton of fun and surprisingly moving to see a lot of these performances.
Well, you've been clearly having a great time doing it, and you're doing good work supporting some really important causes. And Ed Helms, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
John, I am so grateful. Thank you. Cheers.
And this song, The Cure, is from the Watkins Family Hour. That's Sean and Sarah Watkins from episode one of the Whiskey Sour Happy Hour. We recorded this episode of the Soundcheck podcast just 2 days ago, but yesterday was the third of the four planned Whiskey Sour Happy Hour programs. So this coming Wednesday will be the fourth, and for the moment at least, the last chance to join Ed Helms in supporting a couple of good causes and enjoying some great music. But in the meantime, you can see the first three episodes living on YouTube, and then the fourth one will be this coming Wednesday evening, live online. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Hope you'll be with us again next time. On Monday, we'll be digging around in the archives again, and hope you'll join us for a visit with Steve Martin, the banjo player and comedian. That'll be next time on the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org.
Sometimes you gotta break down and throw everything away. Take a look at it all, it's a curtain call of yesterday's. Now and then you gotta leave town and you're zero someday.